Welcome to the Journey with Sarah Alexia, where we embark on life's roller coasters together, because this life is not easy. Join me, your host, Sarah Alexia, as we navigate the twists and turns, finding comfort in the belief that with a touch of humor, because I can be funny, a sprinkle of motivation, and a dash of divine guidance, life's journeys becomes not just bearable, but truly remarkable. Get ready for a podcast full of wisdom, motivation, and the timeless words from the good book itself, the Holy Bible. Let the journey begin. Hey, y'all. Welcome back. I'm so glad you're here. I pray that you're having a blessed week. Happy new month. We are in the month of February. Y'all. I think this is the time where like the months start moving real quick and then it's going to be real slow when we get to the summer. Who knows? But listen, it is the month of February and I don't know if I'm just going to do this for this month. I don't know if I'm going to do it for the next month, but for this month, we are going with a theme. This is going to be the month of remembrance. This is going to be your month of remembrance. Listen, they will remember you. God will remember you. Listen. It is your month of remembrance, and I'm excited for you. So even though it's going to be the month of remembrance, today's topic, it's just funny how today's topic has nothing. It has something to do with the month of remembrance, but then again, it's like, you'll hear. So today we're going to be in Genesis 40, right? Now, I was going to read the whole thing, but it's real long. But we're going to read Genesis 40. I'm going to focus on verses 14 to 15 and verse 20. So starting with verse 14, it says, "But when all goes well with you, remember me and show me kindness. Mention me to Pharaoh and get me out of this prison. I was forcibly carried off from the land of the Hebrews, and even here I have done nothing to deserve being put in a dungeon." Verse 23, it says, "The chief cupbearer, however, did not remember Joseph. He forgot him." Whew. Yo, I've read this story several times, but listen, verse 23 hit. Verse 23, I'm sorry, it hit and I felt for Joseph. So backstory, these two men, they're thrown into prison by Pharaoh and they have dreams and they're unable to interpret the dream and they're uneasy. Then Joseph, having the gift of interpreting dreams, ends up telling him the dream. And one of the guys, they get a good dream. So Joseph is like, "Yo, when this dream comes to pass, can you remember me? Because listen, they did me dirty. I'm here in this prison. I don't deserve to be here. But can you remember me when you get elevated?" Because his dream was basically showing him promotion. Now, the dream comes to pass by the grace of God. And this dude did not remember Joseph. He did not remember Joseph. And all I could think was, ouch. All I can think was, ouch. But like, to me, even though he didn't remember Joseph, I know the rest of Joseph's story. Like, he ends up getting promoted from, you know, the prison to the palace. Like, you've all heard the sermons about it before. He gets promoted from prison to palace. And God really made me think, like, what if it's necessary that you're forgotten for a season? What if it's necessary that, you know, people don't know about you for a season? What if it's necessary that, you know, people push you to the side for a season? What if it's necessary? I talked about this before, but what if it's necessary for you to be in the wilderness? Joseph was indeed in the wilderness. Like, he has all these gifts and talents. Like, yo, you're probably like, "Yo, I have all these gifts and talents, but yet no one is remembering me. I'm so equipped to go out there into the world, but no one is remembering me. Listen, I'm not guilty, but no one is remembering me." And what if God is saying, "I need you to not be remembered. I need them to forget you because there's something that I want to do in your season of not being remembered. I want to prune you. I want to mold you. I want to build up your character so that way when it comes time for them to remember you, you're all set. You're not walking in arrogance. You're not walking in pride. You're not walking in hurt. You're not walking in trauma. Maybe I need you to be forgotten so that way I can prepare you for your remembrance season." And that's what happened to Joseph, because eventually the guy ended up remembering him. I think it was a chief cupbearer. But eventually he remembered him. But Joseph had to go through that season. And it's crazy because I was watching a sermon the other day. And when you look at verse 41, right? When you look at Genesis chapter 41, the first verse, it says, "When 2 full years had passed, Pharaoh had a dream and he was standing by the Nile. So then he had a dream, and then that's when the chief cupbearer ended up remembering Joseph. So Joseph was forgotten for 2 years. Now I pray, I beg that this is not your portion. I pray that whatever you need God to remember you for, or whatever you need to be remembered for, that it would happen swiftly. But Joseph was forgotten for 2 years. I didn't even peep that until I watched this sermon. Like, he was forgotten for 2 years. Imagine, like, you're like, bro, I have this gift to interpret dreams. And I know that if I tell this guy, like, his dream is going to be good, like, through the power of the Holy Ghost, I know if I tell him, like, yo, my breakthrough is around the corner. I can imagine Joseph, like, yo, my breakthrough is around the corner. My breakthrough is almost here. But then he got forgotten for 2 more years. Bro, I'm pretty sure that man was crushed. But the thing is, in the midst of that, Joseph had to submit to God. He had to trust in God. And what I want to encourage you with is, like, in this season of you feeling not remembered, like you feeling forgotten, I pray that in this season that you would submit only to God. Like, you're not forcing it. You're not doing anything else, but you're submitting to God. You're literally surrendering your mind to God. You're surrendering your heart to God. In this prison, in this wilderness where you are forgotten, submit your all to God. Continue to work on your gifts. Continue to perfect your craft until that season of remembrance comes. Like I said, I know I said this is the season of remembrance, but I wanted to start it off by saying it's okay to be forgotten. It's okay to be forgotten because your season of remembrance is going to be lit. It's going to be lit. Listen, the way Joseph got promoted, the way you're about to be promoted, the way you're about to be remembered, listen, the wait will be worth it. I feel that for somebody, and I don't even like saying that, but the wait will be worth it. The wait will be worth it. Just submit to God. Submit to God, submit to his love, submit to his rebukes, submit to his discipline. The wait will be worth it. They gonna remember you. A rapper said that, and I don't even know who said that, but they gonna remember you. But you have to submit in the wilderness. You have to submit in the prison because your time for the palace is coming. Your time for the palace is coming. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we embark on this journey on being remembered, God, I pray that those of us who have been forgotten for a season, that we'll be content in being forgotten, because being forgotten is necessary. To be forgotten is necessary. It's when we are forgotten that you prune us. It's when we are forgotten that you mold us. So God, I pray that for those of us who are feeling forgotten, God, may we allow you to prune us. May we allow you to mold us. May you allow you to build our character. Because Father, it is necessary for us to be promoted to the palace. And God, there will be divine speed when we get promoted to the palace. But God, for now, may we submit to the season that you have us under. So God, I just thank you. I thank you that we have been forgotten. And I thank you, God, that when we are remembered, it's going to be lit in the name of Jesus. So I pray that you have a blessed Monday. Listen, you probably have some friends right now who feel forgotten, and you need to share this with them. Encourage them right now in the Lord that, listen, this season of you feeling forgotten is necessary, okay? It is necessary. So share this with them. Don't be selfish. Don't be stingy, but share this with them. And I pray that you have a blessed day in the Lord. Bye.